Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful at your service. It's great to be with you. It's great to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around with us today already, thank you for that very much. We appreciate it. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours. And you know him as the author of How to Market a Product for Under $500 and Uncommon Marketing Techniques, among others. He's one of our top marketing experts. He's one of the world's marketing experts. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Mr. Wonderful.
That's what they call me around here, Jim. Jeff. Jim was the last guy. Hey, Jeff, it's good to have you back, and thank you for being here, and I appreciate you spending some time with us to talk to us about marketing and advertising.
Yeah,
do us a favor and do something you've done in the past so very well, and that is give us tell us the difference between marketing and advertising.
Well, advertising is knowing what to say, and marketing is knowing where to say it. Mm-hmm. Very simple definitions.
Sounds like they could be almost done at the same time.
They can, and they should be, because if you're advertising to the wrong market, suppose you sell guns and you're advertising to the people who buy Ladies Home Journal,
right. You
get no sales.
Right.
The typical one would be selling refrigerators to Eskimos. That just ain't going to happen. So the objective of marketing and of most of the campaigns that I run, anyhow, is to get the most sales that you possibly can from the most focused and targeted group per dollar spent.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a simple formula.
Well, do you think that when we talk about marketing and advertising, that the average small business gets really confused about all this?
I do. I think it's probably the marketing function is probably the biggest killer of small businesses. That and undercapitalization.
Right.
People just don't know how to effectively extract the most sales from where they're going.
Do you think that one of the reasons why is because they think that they have to market to the world rather than focusing on, as you said earlier, you know, you wouldn't try to sell New York Knicks T-shirts in Philadelphia, would you? That wouldn't work. And so they try to advertise to the world rather than focus on the people that they really should be doing business with.
It is a big problem, and I think that one of the hardest things to market is something that is needed by everybody, because you don't know where to start.
Right.
In other words, a guy comes to me and he says, oh, I'm marketing dog leashes. Oh, I know specifically I got to go to dog owners.
Right.
So it's a fairly easy target and very well defined. Or I'm selling Chevy hubcaps. I know to go to Canon lenses for cameras. I can go to Canon and buy a list from warranties of cameras, of camera owners from Canon.
Mm-hmm.
That's very defined. But if you're selling telephones, hey, everybody's going to buy it. But you have to advertise to everybody. When you advertise to everybody, there's a cost to reach each person and tell them your message. It's called CPM, cost per thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And every media has it. Radio has it, TV, print, magazines, newspapers. So you have to be effective in that cost per thousand. And when you're advertising to everybody, your cost is expensive. Consumer magazines. I'll give you an example. If you take out an ad in like House Beautiful magazine, circulation 7 million a month, the cost is about $60,000 a page
mm-hmm.
per month. 60 grand per month per page.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an idea how expensive that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but
I'm not buying many of those. Well, the thing about it, Jeff, is that, you know, and I say this sometimes to small business owners, and they look at me like you know, I'm speaking Greek or something, and I say, look, you not only can't do business with everybody, you don't want everybody's business. What if everybody decided to do business with you today? You'd collapse. You're not built. You're not designed for that. So find the people who focus on who are the people who really, really want what you have and like what you do and will pay for what you have to charge, and focus on those people. Find out where they are and go after those people there.
Yep, and sell to them effectively. Sell out your first run.
Right.
Then go back and make more.
Jeffrey Dopkin, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to get Jeffrey to tell us how to go to these places where our customers and prospects are and advertise and do some marketing toward those folks and get a discount while we're there. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pick out one of those that you can remember and check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to my newsletter, you become eligible for some special discounts from our sponsors. So hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the archives and articles that you can read and listen to there on the website. And that's at jbsba.com. Jeffrey Dopkin is all over our website. And he has his own website, too. Jeffrey, give it to us, please.
It's Dopkin.com.
And that's where they can find your books, can't they?
They can. And they can find a lot of my articles.
Uncommon marketing techniques and how to market a product for under $500. Now, if they buy both of them, you'll give them a discount, won't you?
If they mention your name, Jim, I'd be happy to give them a discount.
Hope you'll do that. And also, you got a third book that I don't have in front of me that I want you to remind us about.
It's pretty funny. It's called Vital Signs. It's one funny saying per page, and it hangs in a car window, and it also sits on a desk, has a built-in easel.
Is this one of those, and this is where, like, if somebody's really ticking you off next in the car next to you, you can flip over to a little message for them? Is that what you're...
don't say flip in the book at the same time.
is this one of the a book that could cause road rage?
That's the book. It's you know, signs like you don't like my driving, you come get these handcuffs off, and keep honking while I reload, and you know, just funny stuff.
Well, you're gonna get us all in trouble, Jeff. Let's get back to marketing so we don't get into trouble, and talk to us about how to buy. First, before you talk to us about how to get discounts, talk to us about how to buy media.
Well, I'm a print media specialist, so radio is safe.
They'll be glad to know that.
When I buy media, I look in the reference tools of all the magazines that are available and all the newspapers that are available. Bacon's Directory of Magazines, Oxbridge Communications Directory of Magazines. As a marketing guy, I live in these books. They're found in every library. And they're big, huge books, the size of a Manhattan phone book, 2,000 pages or so. And they list all the magazines. And you can go and compare rates, see how much they cost. One of the things to do is when you find a market that you're going after, such as motorcycles or veterinarians or dentists or whoever you're marketing to, you find all the magazines that go to them, and there's magazines that go to every field, every industry. Motorcycles, 40 magazines that go to the motorcycle industry. It's probably 25 consumer magazines and a dozen trade journals, and that's like that in every industry.
Well, you mentioned CPM earlier. How do we evaluate if we go to their website and we get their press kit and their line card which shows mm-hmm. their rates and mm-hmm. everything? How do we evaluate whether, you know, how do we compare prices between this golf magazine and that golf magazine?
Well, in one of the directories, they actually have a CPM figure. I think it's Oxbridge Communications, where you can look and see what it costs to advertise to 1,000 people a black and white ad. And so they have that figure already done for you. If not, you just take the figures that they send you and figure out what it costs to take out a full-page black and white ad
right.
And for 1,000 people.
So, for example, let's say that you were advertising, and folks, we're just going to use magazines for example purposes. You can transfer this to other media. Let's say that one magazine is $50 a thousand, another magazine's $500 a thousand. Then you can say, well, you know, I can't. And plus the fact that when you the $50 per thousand, you got to multiply that by how much the circulation is, and that's how you find. That's one of the ways you find out, you know, how much it's going to cost you.
Right. And it's a bit confusing until you sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and you do all the math because all the magazines have, as you mentioned, different circulations. So one magazine may go to 30,000 people, one magazine may go to 60,000 people, and you got to figure that, you know, and one's at full-page ad is $2,000 and the other full-page ad is $2,500.
Right. So you may want to do a full-page ad in a smaller circulation and maybe a fourth-page ad in the larger circulation.
Right. And I get all the magazines. And the way to get the magazines is you call them up, you get their phone numbers from these directories, and you ask for a media kit, and they will send that right out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a good way to get the magazines instantly, because when you say media kit to a magazine space salesman,
that's right.
They get you the stuff right away.
They get excited. All right. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I get all the magazines, and I look through them all, and I look for competitors' ads. And if there's a competitor's ad, I call up the magazine. I say, hey, this guy's been running. He's been running a long time. And if he has, I mean, you may not like your competitors, but they ain't stupid. So if a magazine is running a competitor's ad for a long time, it's a pretty good bet for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing I look for in magazines. So that would be a good indicator that magazine is ready for us.
You know, this would be a high-class problem, but shouldn't you also ask yourself, what if I run an ad and everybody comes? I mean, some small businesses couldn't deal with that, with a lot of folks walking in and calling them up. I mean, believe it or not, there is a capacity issue. We're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back, and then we're going to talk about the discounts, how to negotiate those discounts right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest.
I need you.
The Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest, Dobkin. If you're Googling him, if you're looking for him on any of the online bookstores, or asking about him at your local bookstore, Jeffrey Dobkin. And Jeffrey, give us your website again, please.
It's Dobkin.com. Also under DanielleAdamsPublishing.com. I named my publishing company after my two kids, Danielle and Adam.
The first two.
The first two, right?
your next company is going to have all three.
Yes,
Jeff.
It will.
Jeff, talk to us about how to get discounts. How do we wrangle discounts out of these folks?
Well, advertising, you can, once you get the rate card for an advertising for a magazine, if you look there, it has the three-time rate, has the one-time rate if you're just going to place one ad, if you're going to place three ads, six ads, 12 ads. Well, I'll tell you what, if they can't make up their mind how much they're going to charge for an ad, when I talk to the space salesperson, I always ask for the 12-time rate first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very simple, hey, you got a 12-time rate. Do you think I could get that to test your magazine? Because magazine publishers, they want a win-win situation. If you take out an ad and it works for you, then you can run forever. They love that, and you're
right.
Making money, so you love that. So a lot of times they'll negotiate with that, and sometimes I get that 12-time rate right off the bat.
Especially if you're hitting them close to publication date, and you can find out that they've got maybe some remnants or something.
Remnant space. Jim, that is probably the most key element in getting huge, huge discounts.
Tell us what a remnant is.
Remnant space is at the very end of the publishing cycle, like day 30, when they're putting the magazine together, and they get a large advertiser that pulls out. They get
the publisher calls the sales manager and says, "Hey, what are we putting in these two pages?"
That's right. And they have a big hole, so they got a big white space. If a guy doesn't pay his bill, or if somebody pulls out, anyhow, it's the end of the end of the cycle, the magazine is closing. If they don't sell that space, it goes to waste. It goes for a house ad. It goes for a healthcare ad.
Public service or something.
Yeah. So they may sell that space at 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70% off the list price.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's perishable, it's just like when that door closes on the airplane, any seats that they don't book, they're all gone to waste.
This probably doesn't work as well with a newspaper as it does with a magazine, does it?
It works very well with a newspaper, but it's a very interesting process, and it actually goes out to bid. And the bidding is usually about 25 cents on the dollar on a national basis. So, and there are special firms. If somebody emails me, I will email them the firms to contact where they can buy newspaper space at 60-70% off.
But they've got to be interested in national business, though, right?
That's right. It's a national buy.
These are not local buys.
These are not local buys. You can buy some cities, but mostly it's on a national basis. You can come in with as low as a $4,000 or $5,000 campaign. So you can't really buy one ad at that time. You have to be able to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on a campaign. The ads have to be 10.5 by 6 inches, so it's a standard size.
Why?
So that they can electronically beam that ad to fit the slots that are open in the different newspapers. And but you can get great.
Now
buys.
Do these go out to newspaper syndicates like the New York Times Syndicate and Scripps Howard and is that how they're bought?
No, I think it's more on an independent basis, but I think you can. But those newspapers do sell at discount. It's kind of like this underground thing that nobody knows about, except for print ad specialists,
right?
Who do this.
I didn't know about it. I thought I knew everything, Jeff.
Yeah, and it's very common, and because I make up a lot of ads for. Strangely enough, I get recommended by call centers. Because the large ads all have call centers, and the call center, you know, guy comes in with a $25,000 budget, and he says, and we're going to run this ad in the newspaper, and the call center says, wow, this ad's terrible. Nobody's going to call. If you want a good campaign, call Jeff Dopkin, and he'll make up this ad for you.
You know you're a hot shot, folks, when call centers have you on their speed dial. That's the kind of guys we have on this show. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Dopkin, ladies and gentlemen. That's dobkin.com. It's a website. The books are How to Market a Product for Under $500 and Uncommon Marketing Techniques. And the other, what's the sign book, Jeff?
Vital Signs. And
Vital
you can
Signs,
read that
that's
whole
it.
Book online.
Yeah, there you go. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.